if the only choice available were public schools, we'd have better public schools. But the wealthy in many, many cities have opted out of the public school system. I mean, they may vote for the bond issues out of conscience, and some of them may engage philanthropically. But with their own kids, they send them to private schools. And by having this division, essentially between rich and poor in schools, the rich get the education they want to get for their kids, and a lot of them have a conscience, so they try to do something for somebody else, but they don't try the same way as they would as if the kids were in those schools.
Welcome back to The Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, therickSmithShow.com. Questions, comments, something on your mind, you can email me here, rick@therickSmithShow.com. And of course, if you miss any portion of the program, you can download the podcast there at the website, or get the app on your smartphone. Take the program on the go wherever you go. And, you know, Warren Buffett's right. You know, the very wealthy in this country, they're going to make sure that their kids get the very best education their money can buy. And while the rest of us, we're saddled with high-stakes standardized tests. You know what the Obama kids and the Rahm Emanuel kids and the Buffett kids and the Gates kids, you know what they don't do? They don't do the fill-in-the-bubble tests. They don't do the high-stake tests where they're going to take money from your schools and shut down your schools if you don't pass the bubbles. That's for the rest of us. And I'm thrilled when I see folks who are saying, you know what, we're not playing the game. We're going to opt out. We're not participating. You're not using us as guinea pigs. And I say good on them. Evidently today in the Penn Treaty High School there in Philadelphia, a number of kids did just that. They said, you know what? Not doing it. We're not taking the test, which is why I've asked Giancarlos Rodriguez to come talk to us. He was one of those students today who said, not going to do it. Giancarlos, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, no problem.
So how'd you get to this point? I guess first thing, what'd you guys do today?
Today, me and four other people in Penn Treaty High School basically walked out of school and met at Kensington Kappa, because a lot of students from there walked out, and we met up with them, and we basically rallied up and went to different high schools around the Kensington area, such as like business and urban and health and science, and like that's mostly it. We ran around there and tried to get them to come out, and the whole time the police were behind us, and they were just like calling more people, and we were reading out we read out some of our rights, and we told them y'all not doing nothing to us, basically because we don't agree with standardized testing, and y'all gonna have to listen to what we have to say.
So the police were behind you as you walked out of school? I mean, can't they arrest you for being truant from school?
Yeah, they were like basically following us the whole time, and we kept trying to get away from them, but it wasn't working until, like, basically the walkout was over.
And, you know, what do you, I guess the other question I have, what do your parents think of this?
My mom, she doesn't agree with, my YUC work, but I know that I'm old enough to make my own decision. So it's like, she's not the one going through it. So I think I deserve the rights to a free, public, quality education. And she thinks that I do too, but she thinks that I shouldn't be the one fighting for her because she doesn't want me in danger. But I don't think I'm in danger. I think that I have the right to speak my mind, and I'm willing to show everyone around the world that I know my rights, and I think that people should start listening to the youth voices.
Absolutely, I'm right there with you. So of what, there had to be an awful lot of organizing that went into this. You know, I guess the question I have is, what led you to this point? What led, you know, to do some of this organizing? What got you here?
Well, this is how we think of it. The Keystones telling us that we have to pass the Keystones in order to get a diploma is ridiculous.
I agree.
The Keystones is basically it's meant to make you fail. And it's a part of the school-to-prison pipeline, which is basically the system that basically wants kids to drop out. And when they drop out, they can't get a job because we don't have a diploma. So they end up selling drugs or getting into something bad, and then they go to jail, and that's more money in the government's pocket. And we don't agree with that. Like, every year you make us take a test for the teachers, and then you take away the teachers' money. The teachers are also affected by it. But we think that the youths are most affected by it just because, like, we've been focusing on one test throughout the whole school years. Why are you not helping us follow our dreams? Why are you teaching us to become a worker?
That's an important part right there. I mean, it's teaching you, one, to fill in the bubble and basically just to follow along in line and not be critical thinkers and creative minds that I think this country desperately needs as we move into a higher technological era. And also, you know, where education is much more needed. And I would argue critical thought much more needed.
And not only that, but like give the youth like their voices. Like, our principal told us that if we walked out, we're going to suspend it or we're going to in trouble. Like, no, that's taking away our liberation. That's taking away our freedom. So it's like you're telling us basically that we can't speak. Like, I know the Keystones get like that gets y'all money in your pocket. Is that? But we also know that when we take the Keystones, we're getting marked down as a statistic. And not only that, the money from these standardized tests are going to a $50 million prison. And other prisons, like, no, we can't have that.
Right.
Like, I know in the school district, I'm not known as John Carlos. I'm known as 6296508 because that's my student ID number. So it's like you're causing all this pain, giving these students like a system that is built out of bad. Like, it's basically slavery, but for youth.
So basically, if I'm getting this right, they're giving you a prison ID number in school.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. I got to wonder, you know, and you know, I the reason I led in with the Buffett quote there is that, you know, the one where he says, you know, the rich people are going to have schools for their kids and everybody else. Well, you know, we'll try. I don't see the Obama kids being whatever the number was. I don't see them being 649.52. I don't see the Rahm Emanuel kids or the
exactly.
Gates or Buffett kids. I don't see them in that world. That seems to be what's left for us in the working class.
Exactly. Like, with this world shouldn't come down to all these isms such as racism, classism, homophobia, and all this other stuff. It should come down as we are all one people. Like, it's like we all need, like, for real, they should take away the SRC. We shouldn't have an SRC board. We should have a group of youth, like at least one student from each school, come together, like, as a board and just make decisions.
I agree with an elected school board, and I agree with you having the student body should have a voice as well. That seems sane and rational to me. But let's come back to this. I mean, this takes an awful big leap of confidence, an awful big leap of self-assurance that you're doing the right thing. And I give you absolute credit for this. But what would you say to someone who said, just don't take the test, just push it away? Why the walking out? Why the civil disobedience?
I would tell them, if someone told me to take the Keystones, I would tell them no. Like, I'm not going to be the person marked down as the statistic. I'm tired of the systematic genocide. Like, it's like, if someone tells me to take the Keystones, that's like disrespect in my face. Because it's just like, I'm not going to take the Keystones and let, like, these teachers and the government have power over me.
And
like,
the corporations
how do y'all want
who
me to take
test.
A Keystone in a school that is teaching me how to become a worker instead of letting me follow my dreams? I want to be a dancer when I grow up. I don't even have a dance class anymore, and it kills me.
Are there any extracurricular courses? Are there any art, music, any humanities, any of that?
We have a music class, but it's only like we only have it one period every Tuesday and Thursday, and like probably not even that because our music teacher also works at K Kappa, Henderson Kappa. So it's like he's busy. So it's like, wow, what am I learning in school? Why would I come to school if it's just no? Like, I'm not learning what I want to learn. I'm not learning like baseball. I'm not learning music production. I'm not learning dancing. I'm learning how I'm gonna get a job.
So
like, you shouldn't be teaching, like, you should teach students how to get a job because you will need money, but you shouldn't be teaching them how to get a job for the rest of their lives. Like, you should teach them, like, we don't even have any, like, we have 12 plus in our school, but, like, they help us out with homework and after school stuff. We shouldn't have that. We need a college program. Like, we need a lot, and we're asking for a lot, and we know this, but we're the future of, like, basically this nation. So it's like if you scratch my back, I'm definitely going to scratch yours.
Well, I would argue that if you truly are the future and investing in your future, it's probably better for the entire civilization and the society of our nation, and the health, because you're going to be the ones who are going to take care of me. It's your generation. I want smart doctors and smart nurses, and I want intelligent people to be curing diseases. Because hey, I plan on probably getting one of them one day, and it'd be nice. So let me ask you, now that this has happened, and from what I understand, it was a good turnout. What do you expect tomorrow morning when you go to school? What do you expect to hear from the school, from the principal and such?
Tomorrow morning, I'm probably gonna expect for change, but it doesn't happen. So it's rather so you don't want to listen to the youth voices. If you're not gonna listen to the youth voices, there will be more actions. Like, if they don't listen, then we're going to have to shut it down and the youth is going to have to take over. Like, if they don't want to listen now, by tomorrow, there will be more walkouts, there will be more protests, and there will be way more media.
How long are these Keystone tests? Because I don't think most people know much about these exams. How many days do you take these tests?
I think the Keystones, I think they're like a two-week process, and they're super hard, and this is like we shouldn't be wasting all this brain power and all this on one test, especially if we've been working on it throughout the whole school year.
Well, what do you say to the person who would say, well, you have been working on it the whole school year, our whole educational system is focused on getting you to answer these handful of questions, it shouldn't be that difficult?
Well, wait, can you repeat that, please?
No, the response that I've gotten from people is because I've argued that we've completely changed our education system just to pass these idiotic tests. And we've really taken the critical thinking part of education out, and we've just got little things filling bubbles. There are some who would argue that if the entire year you're spending all of this time focused on those tests, that people should be able to pass it. And if they don't, then it's the teacher's fault.
Well, the teachers do try. Like, I'm not gonna say they try, but the thing with the teachers, they should start defending their students. And it's like I told my teacher, Miss Fortino, like she told me, oh, if y'all don't do the Keystones, it comes down on the teachers because the teachers been working so hard to get y'all to do it, and this that. And I was like, and I told her, I was like, it's not all on the teachers, like. What y'all don't understand is that the youth has to take these tests. There's so much pressure on us, and people are bad test takers. Like, simple as that.
I know
I'm a bad test taker, and it's like, I know I'm not going to go in there and pass that test just because I'm not going to remember everything that you taught me throughout this whole school year.
Interesting. So where do you see this organizing going? Are you expecting this to grow? And the folks that you've had conversations with, where do you see this going?
I see this organizing, getting bigger and bigger, like probably like every day. Like, I know tomorrow that the people that seen the walkout on Kate Kappa that happened this morning, the people that didn't participate, I think if we have another walkout or something, they will participate. Just know that like more people will be here and more people will be coming, especially because we have the National Student Bill of Rights on our side, and those are 15 rights that youth across the world came up with.
Right.
And basically, like, it's just like a big movement. Like, how do you see all these youth come together and show unity but not listen?
I got to tell you, Giancarlos, I give you nothing but credit for standing up for your convictions and your beliefs. Good on you. I think if anything, you've learned how to be a citizen and learned how to be a good American and all of that. And I give you credit, man.
Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you taking time for us. Keep up the fight.
All right. No problem. Have a nice day.
Thanks so much. You too. Quick break. Right back with your thoughts. 1-888-520-RICK. 1-888-520-7425. This is the Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
You're listening to the Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.